Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition, because we lost the day with Monday being the official Christmas holiday celebrated by the government. But I am the captain, your host for the Captain's America Third Watch with Tomorrow's News Tonight. We're live and in living color tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. As we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. And I'm going to include in that group the power workers working for the power company, because it has been nothing short of a nightmare for a whole bunch of us down here in the Tampa Bay area in the cold weather. A lot of us lost our power. I did, on and off, for 2 days. 2 days! In the 30 to 32 degree morning weather, and the daytime high is up barely at 40. But anyway, to everybody that's working on a third watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, that goes for the over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers. That goes for the FedEx and the UPS and the mail, the bulk mail haulers out there, all back to work again. Our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel, wherever it needs to go. And, of course, our Amazon warehouse people and our Amazon delivery drivers. Thanks very much for all you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Parler, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, we're on Twitter as Captains America. And our website is simply the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out. Podcast is over there. A lot of great things are over there, too. Links to some of the guests that we have on the program, as well as some of the great things that we have to offer that you hear us talking about here on the radio show. All right, well, get ready, because we're going up to California to see what the weather's like up there. And we've got the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
Hey, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody.
Well, they're a little happier right now than what they were. It's 45 degrees outside, but that sure as hell beats 30. and 20s and 32 degrees with a wind. With a wind, I mean to tell you, you want to talk about cold? Standing out there in that 32-degree weather with that 25-mile-an-hour wind, holy smokes. But anyway, and I've got a new respect for the people that work the power lines, the power guys, because they had to come out to my place twice to get my power back on, twice. First time, wow, they thought they fixed it, but that wasn't the problem. Second time they came back and they said, nope, we know what it is, we know what it is. And it took them about 15 minutes and replaced the meter, and boom, there I was with a brand new power meter. And I learned something about the power meters, too, that I'll talk about in a minute. But right now, how about if we say the Pledge of Allegiance? You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the power meters, the smart meters, the new ones that they've got that you can call on a telephone and a power company can track down a problem and this, that, and the other and see how much power you're using or, you know, whatever the deal might be. You know all about that, right?
Right, yeah.
What country are those made in?
I think, Captain, they are manufactured in China.
You are absolutely right. So just another way the Chinese have a way of spying on us through our power meters. But I don't really care about that at the moment. I got to tell you, you talk about as the flying fickle finger of fate. Remember that?
Yeah, so the fickle finger of fate. I do remember that. Yeah.
Well, I lost power the first time for 12 hours. And it took them 12 hours to come over and check the neighborhood to see what was going on. We got our power back. And I got the thing on my phone that says, you have your power back. So I'd come over to the radio station because that's where it was comfortable and warm. And I had some things I had to do anyway, some files. So anyway, went back home. And I went inside. Yep, lights are on. Yep, heat was back on. Yep, and all that good stuff. And I sat down, was going to drink a cup of coffee and get settled in to watch a football game and all that stuff. Boom, off it went again.
Oh, wow.
So I called them back up, and they said it's going to be 8 hours before we can get here. And I said, okay, fine, whatever. So I went back to the radio station. So that's where I spent the second night. So that was two nights in the radio station. Because you couldn't find a motel or hotel. All the people that were stuck here from the airport, they were all in the hotel, so they had that all booked up. But anyway, thankfully for me, I had a place to go. But here's the funny thing about it: I got my notification telling me that they were en route, and they were going to be there in just a few minutes to turn the power on. Of course, I wasn't on the air Saturday and Monday, Sunday over Monday. So I went back home and met the power guy. And he says, oh, hey, I listen to your show all the time, because he saw my vehicle. He says, hey, I listen to your show all the time. Yeah, it was only a couple of miles away, and I saw the call, and I was just working on one of these things, and I know exactly what the problem is. I said, you do? He says, yep. He says, it's your power meter. He says, watch this. So he unhooks the power meter. Unhooks the ring around the power meter, and a whole bunch of just absolute trash comes out of the meter. I mean, dirt, dust, grime, metal particles, you name it. He says, you got a bad meter. He says, I'll put a new one in there, you'll be fine. He did, I did, never looked back. Okay, going to take a break, folks. That's a true story. Going to take a break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hey folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha. We look forward to seeing you today at Mission Barbecue over on West Waters. We'll have some entertainment there today. We're going to have Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback there. Patrick Kylan, the Sports Zone quarterback, should be there too. I believe we'll have Jeff from Sarasota with us, and he will be the entertainment at the table. I guarantee you you'll like what he has to say. And, of course, all of this and more, just show up 11:30 to 1:30 over at Mission Barbecue on West Waters in Tampa, just north of the airport. Now, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow has given me a good night's sleep when I needed it the worst. He continues to roll out new products and new offers all the time. His latest is the towel set. Now, he's got a six-piece towel set, and I'm telling you, you haven't lived till you've seen this one. You know, most bath towels are a bath towel, right? Well, you know what a beach towel is, right? Well, these bath towels are halfway between the size of a regular bath towel and a beach towel. They are a big towel. The hand towels are bigger, too, than a regular hand towel, about halfway between that and a bath towel. And the washcloths are also good-sized. So you get six of those. Usually they retail for $89.98, but you can get them and save $50 in the process, $39.98, with the promo code CAPTAIN. All you got to do is go to the MyPillow.com website. And by the way, all the MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Or you can call them at 800-641-5459 for more details. That's 800-641-5459. So just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials page that's right there. And you can get this insanely low price of $39.98 for the six-piece towel set. You'll find other deep discounts and other MyPillow products there as well. You always need the promo code CAPTAIN to get them.
or just call them at 800-641-5459 and give them the promo code Captain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
What's the weather like out there?
Well, right now, I think it's about 59 degrees outside. Well, check that, 55. But it was warm here today on the day after Christmas. But we're looking to cool down, maybe get some rain even on Tuesday. So maybe back to about the mid-60s for the next few days.
I would be willing to bet you that between Taiwan and between South Korea, the temperatures are a lot warmer than what they were before all the nonsense that started yesterday started in. You want to bet?
Oh, I'll bet, yes. Temperatures rising, no doubt.
Now, North Korean forces flew drones across the demilitarized zone into South Korea on Monday, prompting South Korean forces to scramble fighter jets, helicopters, and other aircraft to secure their airspace. One of the South Korean aircraft managed to crash during the commotion. Now, the plane that crashed was a KA-1 light attack aircraft. It was a single-engine turboprop aircraft that crashed about 87 miles east of Seoul. Now, the pilots got out okay, thank goodness, but there was such a commotion going on, such a disarray of airplanes, literally hundreds of airplanes in the air, including them, I might add, the North Koreans, that it was hard to keep track of who was where and what was going on. It's just a damn good thing somebody didn't get trigger happy.
That's exactly right, Captain, because one little mistake can lead to a terrible confrontation that might be very hard to turn off at some point. And, of course, you know, Captain, at the same time, we've got China that just recently, over the last day or so, sent a record number of aircraft into the area of Taiwan. All this, I think, Captain, designed to, number one, show China's unhappiness, shall we say, at more continued support for Taiwan from the United States. And then also, I think, to continue to try to rattle Joe Biden and to test him a little bit more. This is not shaping up to be very good.
Well, I don't know how you can test Joe Biden anymore because he's a wuss.
Well,
and yes, you heard me say that.
Yeah, well, I think what they're doing, of course, is they're always probing to see what kind of reaction they're going to get, not only from the Taiwanese, but also, of course, is there anything else that's going to be forthcoming from the American administration or from the allies? Because you couple all this together, you've got North Korea, China, and you've got what's going on continuing in Ukraine. This would be a full-time job if you didn't have everything else thrown in with what the president is responsible for.
Yeah, I suppose. Now, the Northeast is continuing to dig out from as much as 4 to 5 feet of snow after the Christmas storm shut down most of upstate New York and the Great Lakes states as well. At least 27 confirmed deaths have happened across one part of New York State, with another 10 in another part, bringing a total of 37. They believe the toll could go higher than that. And freezing cold now is starting to leave the deep south as warmer temperatures start moving in. As a matter of fact, right now, compared to what it's been the last couple of mornings when it's been in the low 30s and 20s, and with the wind it was even colder than that, right now it's 45 degrees and mostly cloudy right here in Tampa at the airport. I sit right here at the end of the runway, so that's what it is here. But today we're going to have a high of 63 degrees, higher down below in the southern parts of Florida. And each day it looks like it's going to go up a little more until we get back to normal again.
Yes, that's true. And, you know, Captain, with the deadly storm, of course, especially in the New York area, as you're talking about, there's a lot of comparisons now to what was going on back in 1977, where they had the famous blizzard back then. 23 people lost their lives in that one. But, of course, now, as you mentioned, I think the number right now is 27 that could go up, unfortunately, simply because it's another unprecedented snowstorm that we're seeing again.
Well, they are unfortunately finding people in cars that are buried in the snowbanks. And they stayed in their car with the engine running, and you know what the end result was there.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right.
Yeah. And rather than get out of the car and try to go to the closest building or somewhere or anywhere, they chose to do what they did. And once the cars got buried with snow, that was it. End of story.
Yes. Well, and again, you know, we've seen this kind of thing before. I might even mention, too, back in the mid-70s, mid to late 70s, when you had these kinds of massive snowstorms, especially the big Buffalo storm back then, you heard people talking about, are we heading towards another ice age or a mini ice age, and how quickly things have changed in that span of time. We would never probably think that today because of all the stuff about so-called global warming. But there you go. It's how it's all interpreted.
Well, it was because of something like this that we formed our snowmobile team with our fire department, because it was the only way that we could get to some of these vehicles to get people out. Or if you had to go make a call at a house, say somebody was having a heart attack or God knows whatever else they were having, it was the only way you could get there. Load them in the back. We had a sled. We had a gurney that we pulled around. Load them in the back and then take them back to wherever the ambulance was going to meet you, where the plow had gotten to, and that's what we did. So that was many years ago, but I was one of the first fire department officers that actually put something like that together in upstate New York. And after I did that and it worked as well as it did, many other departments came along, and then I helped the other departments put together their rescue teams using snowmobiles.
Wow. Well, that's really amazing. And, of course, because the weather is not forgiving. And
no.
To be able to come up with something like that and to continue to try to save lives is really a testament.
Now, the U.S. Embassy in Pakistan has warned of a possible attack against Americans at the Marriott Hotel in its capital city of Islamabad sometime during the holidays. Now, in a statement on its website, the embassy said all American staff are barred from visiting the hotel, and also said that the statement comes 2 days after Islamabad had its first suicide bombing attack in 8 years, which killed a policeman and two attackers.
Yes, well, hopefully even the very mention of this may deter or at least cause whatever group might be planning something like this to do something to stop, you know, obviously. But terrorists sometimes, Captain, they go when they can go, but this is why we listen for the chatter.
All right, well, hold that thought. And, folks, when we come back, we're going to tell you about another incident at a power substation, two power substations in Washington State, similar to what happened in North Carolina a week or so ago. Wow. Wow. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. All of the people feared missing after an avalanche Sunday near the mountainous villages of Lech and Zurs in Austria have been found alive, according to the Austrian press agency. Four have been injured, including one seriously. It had earlier been reported that some of the injured were taken to a clinic in Innsbruck and a hospital in Bludenz. More than 6,000 U.S. children 17 years or younger have been killed or injured by gunfire in 2022. That according to data collected by the Gun Violence Archive. The number is the highest in a single year since the nonprofit started tracking shooting incidents in 2014 when the total was less than 2,900. This year's shooting deaths also include the 19 students killed in an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, back in May. Avatar: The Way of Water is the winner of the four-day holiday box office, a weekend impacted greatly by this weekend's winter storm. The sequel film raked in at least $90 million from Friday through Monday. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Nat Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, Kyle, I will take it right away, and you've heard me talk about this product, folks, for 9 years, Relief Factor. I talk about it because I take it and I believe in it because of what it does for me. Now, if you're, and by the way, cold weather brings out pain. Boy, does it ever. Cold weather brings out pain. So if you've got problems with joints that ache or muscles that hurt or whatever, when it gets cold like it's been outside here, it's even worse. This is something that can help you right away. All you got to do is try the 3-week quick start, still discounted to $19.95. That's what it's been for the 9 years I've been talking about this. $19.95, that's about a dollar a day to see if the Relief Factor folks can get you out of pain. All you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, check out the $19.95 3-week discount, the quick start that's there, and you'll also see some other products there that might help you too, because never say never. They got a lot of great things over there to help you. Now, this is all drug-free. There's no drugs of any kind in this Relief Factor product. That's because it has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that helps your body's natural response to inflammation and swelling, and it will lower or eliminate pain associated to whatever it is that you've got going on. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain, because as Kyle likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. ReliefFactor.com/captain. All right there, Mr. Kyle. We had some vandals in Washington State do something that was very similar to what was done a couple of weeks ago in North Carolina. And that is they went in and vandalized four power substations on Christmas Day, causing at least 17,000 residents to lose their power. Now, this happened in Pierce County, and the Pierce County Sheriff's deputies received a call about a break-in at a Tacoma Power utility substation. When authorities arrived at the scene, they observed that vandals had broken into the fenced area and damaged the equipment. Now, later that morning, a second Tacoma Power utility substation was broken into and also damaged, causing additional power outages. Then, approximately 2 hours later, a third incident was reported at a Puget Sound Energy substation. Authorities noted that the attack occurred at about 2:39 a.m. in the morning, which resulted in power outages to some 7,300 customers. And then the final one was on Sunday evening when a second Puget Sound Energy substation was damaged. Law enforcement reported that arsonists set the substation on fire, causing another 3,000 customers to go without power on Christmas. Wow.
Yes, well, indeed. And as we understand, Captain, no arrests have been made or at least announced at this time. And certainly this kind of attack is very, very terrible and dangerous, because obviously knocking out power to people in this way, or especially when it's cold or if it's stormy and this kind of thing, is a terrible thing. But here's the deal. I think, Captain, it's going to be very interesting to figure out if this is a copycat or if this is perhaps members of the same whatever group it might be, because their tactics are very similar. Be interesting to see if they have some of the same equipment, where they're getting what obviously has to be armor-piercing ammunition to do this.
Well, the media up there in Washington State was very quick to put out a news story pointing fingers at an extreme white group, extreme white wing group, likely due in part to the terrorism advisory bulletin that had been posted by the Department of Homeland Security last month. Now, you can't say that about the group because you have no idea who it is. You still don't know who did the thing in North Carolina. So how on earth would you know who did this unless somebody actually came out and took credit for it, and they haven't done that?
Well, that's exactly right, and that's why the evidence has to be examined, and certainly with the FBI, I'm sure is involved already. I'm sure they will be able to compare these things because there's always evidence left behind, and they will figure it out, and they will find out who's doing this.
Well, mark my words, and I'm going to say it again. I've said it before. This is a terrorist incident.
Sure. Oh, absolutely, by all definitions. And so, again, we just don't know who's done it yet, but the FBI will get their people on this.
Yeah. Now, a little business talk here for a second. Holiday sales are up some 7.6% in 2022. That's not too bad, right?
Right.
Just one little problem. It's been outpaced by the Bidenflation, otherwise known as inflation, Bidenflation, of 8.5%. So we're actually losing money along the way.
Well, sure, your dollar doesn't go as far as it used to. That is for sure. And so we are making these decisions about buying holiday gifts or Christmas presents and so forth. And again, this is purely anecdotal, but all these different places I've gone to around Southern California during this last during this Christmas season, I have not seen the crowds. I have not seen the struggle that there typically can be, especially if you're somebody like me, sometimes waits a little too close to Christmas to finish up your Christmas shopping. But it wasn't all that bad out there. So I know people are going online, but at the same time, people are pulling back a little bit too.
I went online.
Yes. Yeah, I did for a lot of Christmas stuff this year.
Yeah. Now, Rand Paul's annual Festivus report of government waste came out. Did you happen to see the number?
No, what was that?
Are you holding on to something strong?
Yep.
$482,276,543,907.
Wow.
That would fund a lot of government stuff, wouldn't it?
Well, sure.
Unbelievable. Government waste, just money being thrown away at stuff that nobody's even using.
And yet we're not collecting enough taxes, or we need more IRS agents to go out there. We need, I mean, more, when in reality, just as Senator Paul was showing here, maybe there's some waste that might be going on, which might make it a little easier on everybody.
Well, we got another little thing we need to talk about here. It's called America Last. You ready?
Yep.
The USA given to the Ukraine eclipses most world military budgets.
Oh, I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it at all.
You like that, do you?
Well, the idea, of course, is to, you know, to support those who are fighting against what Putin is trying to do in Ukraine. But it is still a legitimate question to find out where the money is going.
That's
and
right.
How much more money it will take to do this, and by what metric can we know that it's really working? And the last thing here, too, Captain, is that, you know, what will it take to get Putin out of Ukraine such that Putin doesn't say, you supported my enemies, therefore you're a fair target now?
Now, the Twitter files are starting to reveal that not only the FBI, but the CIA and other security state involvement was in the middle of the private company censorships going on by Twitter.
This is really something, because, Captain, can you imagine? I mean, just go back to the 1960s, and what would happen if you had these kinds of platforms and you had intense government involvement in it? There might have been a huge different reaction to something like that, with the suspicion of why is the government wanting to tell everybody what to do or think about.
Mm-hmm. Now, our thoughts and prayers go out to a Florida sheriff's deputy's family who was shot and killed on Christmas Eve, and two people that were killed, four were wounded in an overnight shooting in a Democratic-run city of New Orleans. Hate to hear about that stuff, especially around a holiday.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking, Captain, isn't it? Just heartbreaking.
Now, something else before we go to break. There's a report that your Roomba, you know what a Roomba is?
Oh, yeah.
One of those little vacuum cleaners?
Yeah.
That your Roomba may put pictures of your family using the bathroom on the internet.
No kidding. Oh my gosh!
It's got a way to take pictures.
If you have the model, Roomba. I'm sure that has a camera. But that's a new one. That's a new one. So yeah, I definitely check out your Roomba and see if it.
It might be Roombaing.
Camera. That's right. That's right.
Oh boy.
And a lot of times, see, they're connected to Wi-Fi, right? Most of the time.
That's right.
Most of these models are connected to Wi-Fi.
All right. Yeah. Well, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, you're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Got plenty to talk about. Got another storm coming into the Northwest. We'll get to all that when we come back on the Captain's America Third Watch, Tuesday morning edition.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
go, Kyle. Going to get a little funky on us, aren't they?
That's right.
It's called Funk 49 by the James Gang. Yep, and I haven't heard that in a while. That's I forgot what year that's from. Do you remember?
You know, I'm trying to recall when that came out. I'm pretty sure it was around about 1970-ish, somewhere in there.
I want to say 74. We'll see who's right. I'll look it up after a while, unless somebody's going to do it for us. Well, let's see here. We have a strong Pacific storm approaching and affecting the western U.S. this week with gusty winds, heavy rain, higher elevation snow, and some kind of icing for sheltered valley locations. Here we go again. Now, this will aid in milder temperatures for the eastern two-thirds of the country through the week, because it is going to warm up and the big freeze is going to go away. Now, wet conditions may evolve with its milder air for the eastern third of the country. A mix possible for portions on the plains as well. Could be rain, could be snow, could be sleet, could be freezing rain. But take it away, Kyle. We got weather all the way over to Colorado.
Well, that's right, Captain. And this week, as we head into this week, we've got winds. We've also got, of course, storms. So we've got low pressure systems. That means stormy weather coming into the west. Also, here's that term again, atmospheric river. This is coming in through Washington, Oregon, and parts of California. And especially if we look at the radar map right now, we've got rain, and more rain. Did I mention we're running a special on rain this morning here on the Trekker Highway and Byway Report? So if you're in Seattle, all over Washington, you got snow in about the middle of Washington State right now. You got rain and sleet heading on over into Idaho. Also down through central Oregon, also down through Portland, Oregon, down Interstate 5 through Medford, all the way down into Northern California through Sacramento, all the way down as far as Merced right now, and over to the Nevada border, a little bit over to our friends in Reno right now. They're also getting rain tonight as a result of these storms coming through. So you've got rain all over the place for that, and you continue with cold temperatures. We continue also with winter weather advisories and storm warnings. And also, by the way, if you're near Idaho Falls right now, in Idaho, Interstate 15, you've got a dense fog advisory, so be aware of that. We've also got winter weather advisories all up and down Interstate 15, all the way through the state of Utah tonight, Captain. And as you mentioned about Colorado, as you come out of Denver on a high 70, you've got high wind watches, turns into winter weather advisories as you head on out towards Glenwood Springs, all the way over to the border with Utah. Southern Colorado as well, you're going to continue on with some high winds there in the eastern part of the southern part of the state, and then also in the southwest of Colorado, you've got winter storm warnings and avalanche watches. Speaking of avalanche watches, if you're in the state of Montana and you're anywhere near Missoula down towards Hamilton, you've got avalanche warnings all through that area. More next hour. Stay tuned.
All right, Rock and Roll Chris has chimed in from Texasuchusetts and said that that was 1970 for the James Gang.
All right. Well, I was on the right track.
All right, now let's take a look at what's going on here because the weather is going to be to the north to get things started this week. North and South Dakota looking pretty good. Minnesota looking pretty good. Iowa looking pretty good. Nebraska looking pretty good, except for some cooler temperatures, but it's nothing like what it was. Missouri and Kansas and Oklahoma and Arkansas, some cooler temperatures there. Now, we could have a mixture of precipitation in the lower part of Indiana, the western part of Kentucky, the southern, very southern part of Illinois, the western part of Tennessee to include Memphis, also the northern part of Mississippi to include, it's further up. It's north to 20. And then the northern part of Alabama, again, north to 20, north to Birmingham, probably about 40, 50 miles of 65 going north. We have some dense fog tonight to report up in the northern quadrant of Georgia up above Atlanta, so you'll have it up towards the Virginia, North Carolina, Tennessee line right up in that area, so be careful there. Now, here comes the cold weather. Valdosta, Brunswick, not quite to Savannah, down to Jacksonville, over to Live Oak. That's the freezing temperatures tonight, temperatures at or below freezing up in that area. And then we're going to have some frost down towards Gatorland, the University of Florida, down there. And we might also have some fog in the mix along the coast down towards a couple counties up from me. We'll see. Now, we still have snow. We still have lake effect snow up in the northeast, only it's moved up the line. And we do have a winter storm warning for Jefferson and Lewis County, upstate New York, which is near Watertown. Now, that area up there has had some 40 inches plus of snow and still getting it. So between Buffalo, where they're still getting a few snow showers there, and between Watertown, looks like as if you're going to get your 5 or your 6 or your 7 feet of snow, whatever it is. Watertown has definitely got more of it to look at right now than Buffalo does, but it's just going to be, once again, miserable up there going up by 81. And then State Route 37 up towards Quebec along the St. Lawrence River. But that's what we got, Kyle. That's what we're looking at. So tell us about the Pilot and Flying J, because I know a lot of guys camped out there over the past few days.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. And certainly when you pull into the nearest Pilot or Flying J travel center, you want to get a hot cup of coffee or maybe a hot bowl of chili.
Chili, man, chili. It was all about chili.
That's right. Well, something to warm you up, and they're going to have something that you're really going to like, especially if you have to camp out a little while because of the weather. Go to pilotflyingj.com, check out their locations function, find the location nearest you. Also, be sure to join the My Rewards Plus app because you're going to get some great offers. You're going to be able to earn points, and you're going to have a bunch of other access to all the other great amenities there at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. And between now and December 31st, it's almost here, folks. You can still save 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gas that you buy simply by becoming a member of the My Rewards Plus app. So you definitely want to check it out today. That's pilotflyingj.com, pilotflyingj.com. Also, start earning more points per gallon. Earn up to 4 points per gallon after just 6 fills instead of 15 fills with the other guys. You can do that simply by activating that in the My Rewards Plus app. So check it out today, pilotflyingj.com.
And I want to apologize to all the drivers that froze up there near the Buffalo area and Rochester area and along that last edge of the thruway over towards Ripley, because apparently I didn't do my job good enough to tell them that they needed to have their fuel right before they ever got there, and a whole bunch of trucks were froze up sitting on the side of the road or wherever they froze up at. That's where they wound up at. But you need to pay attention, ladies and gentlemen. This is not a joke when we tell you about this stuff. Okay, we'll be right back with more right after these messages coming up, top of the hour, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.